The next one is Standard 4.10, Texas Government Code Chapter 406. This deals with the remote online notarization that we've all kind of gotten pretty comfortable with handling. During the pandemic, the governor issued an executive order allowing what we call WREN, which was sort of the Facebook Skype approach, but that has expired. Basically, what Ron does is it defines a physical appearance or a personal appearance is what a notary needs to have as a very secure, precise audiovisual connection. And so there are some very stringent requirements for that connection and continuous and has to be recorded and stored. Really, in the title industry, we believe Ron is actually better than having your normal notary just take a signature because there is identity, credential analysis, identity verification. This is recorded. It's continuous. I mean, it takes the execution of a document and the notarization to even a better level. A lot of folks thought this would be an opportunity for fraud. It has been quite the opposite. And then we have adopted some legislation that allows us to paper out or print out with an affidavit anything that is totally electronic to record in a county that does not have electronic recording. So it's very seamless at this point. It's sort of a cottage industry that does the actual audiovisual and connections and all. And so that is now referenced in here. And you will see on the notarization that it was done electronically or through remote online notarization. The next one, Standard 4.130, Warranties of Title. This standard goes to some length to distinguish and make clear to us that a limitation of a warranty is not a limitation of the conveyance. See, a lot of practitioners get confused about this. You know, the warranty is a separate animal. It also points out that a reservation is a reservation to me, the grantor, not to someone else. I cannot reserve to a third party. And then, of course, an exception from title is, you know, subject to or the like. But I do caution you to look at the Supreme Court case, Chicago Title versus Cochran, which dealt with a special warranty deed. And the court found that there was no implied covenant of season and essentially treated a special warranty as a disclaimer of liability. It gets back into this whole idea of freedom and contract, looking at the four corners. What does it say? And so in this case, the grantor, it turned out, did not have good title, but not because of anything he had done. It was something prior in the chain of title coming out of the bankruptcy, and there was no breach of the special warranty. Some people have raised alarm that this is a quit claim, whatever, but if you really look at it, it is indeed a special warranty deed. And being in the title insurance industry, of course, it's one more reason for me to tell everybody, you should have title insurance, and you might not have been in this situation. Standard 7.10 and 7.5 just recognize, I don't see this getting used a lot. Legislature two sessions ago passed this affidavit of authority to be used for transactions that are $1 million or less, because we have so many people now going on the internet. They download, they get a charter, but they don't have books. They don't have good bylaws. They may not have a good operating agreement. And this allows us to close a transaction or even, you know, do a loan with this affidavit of authority. We really want to have all of those annual meeting minutes and operating agreements and all that. And so if it's available or achievable, that's the first ask. And that should be from a lender's perspective, and that should be from a title company's perspective. But if not, this is a great vehicle to get the mom and pop or the limited liability company that doesn't want everything disclosed. I mean, there's different reasons why that can be used. The last one on the page here, pretty obvious. You know, I always get people when I say, well, you know, foreclosure is first Tuesday. And they say, well, what if it's on Christmas? Well, Christmas is never first Tuesday, but New Year's Day or 4th of July can be, it's the first Wednesday if the first Tuesday falls on. And why is that important, I ask? Well, our notice of sale needs to catch that, doesn't it? If it's going to be a holiday, we need to say that and move it to that first Wednesday when you give them a notice of sale. New cautions. Okay, remember I said comments. This is the cautions. Marketable title. If you are conveying an interest in an existing mineral lease to another party, that document has to have a disclosure that this is the same basically as a deed, or the document is void. So it's not going to come up a lot, but when it comes up, it's going to result in a void document. So if you're doing any transactions conveying interest in minerals, make sure you look at this, make sure you comply, or find that you don't belong under there.